Share and Share Alike, starring Michael Robbins and Hugh Paddick. Featuring Elizabeth Morgan and Dennis Bond, with guest appearance this week by Frank Thornton.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and abide opposing in them. To die, to sleep, no more, and by a sleep to say...
Good morning, Mr. Burroughs.
Good morning, Mr. Burroughs. Oh, sorry, it's you, Janice.
Yes. Are you all right, Mr. Burroughs?
Yes, 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 thank you. Just doing a little soliloquizing to get my vowels open.
Oh.
That's better.
Is this for the Works Drama Club, Mr. Burroughs?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, because don't forget, you did promise you'd audition me for the next production.
Did I?
Yes. Oh, and I've been working at it a lot lately.
Have you?
Yes. You've never really explored my potential.
No, I suppose I haven't. But actually, this is nothing to do with the Drama Club. It's a film.
Oh, I say, are you going to be in it?
Well, looking at the script, I seem to feature quite heavily.
Oh, I knew it would happen one day. It's your profile, isn't it?
Well...
And that handsome debonair look.
Yes, could be, I suppose.
Oh, I knew you'd be discovered. Hollywood, is it?
No, Cricklewood. I mean, that's where the film company is. Clanger Films, Cricklewood.
Well, I mean, you've got to start somewhere.
Well, I'm starting here, as a matter of fact.
How do you mean?
Well, the film company is coming here to make a documentary about life in a typical factory.
And they want you to star in it.
Well, I think that's a rather overused word these days.
What, it?
No, star. You see, they have this idea that because I'm in personnel, I can move about the factory from department to department. I should be a sort of link man.
Oh, do you think they'll need a link woman?
I don't think there's any such thing, Janice.
Oh, it's a pity, because I'd love to be in it.
Yes, well, never mind. I'm sure you can help in some way, carrying my script or something.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Burroughs.
Well, anyway, we'll talk about it with the director. He's coming in this morning to discuss the format with me.
Will your brother Jack be in it?
Jack? Good heavens, no. We want the film to show the factory in a good light, not as a den of iniquity. Oh, and Janice, keep all this under your hat. It's absolutely hush. No one but top management knows anything about it. Absolutely no one.
Hey, Jack, have you heard about that film they're going to make here?
Load of old rubbish. They should be thinking about increasing productivity, not making films. Any more tea in that pot?
Hold on. Yeah, quite a bit.
Well, just don't sit there looking at it, mate. Pour me a cup.
Oh, sorry. I was in a film once.
Yeah, I know, I saw it. Keep deaf off the roads.
No, I'm serious. It was one of those international spy thrillers and they were doing some scenes down in Stepney.
Well, I mean, they would, wouldn't they? I mean, that's a very exotic locale, isn't it? Not unlike Casablanca to look at.
I was only an extra, you see, and I was standing...
Look, Ron, fascinating as your brief encounter with the magical world of the movie moguls may have been, do you realise we have been in here over an hour? And I've only put down 3 draws on this coupon.
Sorry, Jack.
I mean, I don't have to take it home to finish, do I?
No, of course not. Exciting, though, isn't it?
Not particularly. It's only putting crosses in little squares.
No, I mean the filming is.
Oh, blimey, you still on about that?
Hey, do you think we'll be in it?
You're joking. They don't want to know about us, mate. We're just the ones who do the work.
You're right, Jack.
We don't talk proper, you see. No, they'll be upstairs with all the toffee-nosed management or filming a bit of skirt in a typing pool. Not likely to come here where the real work is done. Oh, might just squeeze another half cup out of that.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'll tell him. Mr. Burroughs?
Yes, Janet.
Mr. Vernon Standish of Clanger Films is on his way up.
Yes, all right, Janice, all right. Control yourself. Now, when Mr. Standish comes in, I want you to behave perfectly normally.
Yes, Mr. Burroughs.
Well, calm down, Janice. Show me a film director.
Yes or no? Oh, that'll be him.
Just let him in, Janice.
Yes, Mr. Burroughs.
Hello, I'm Vernon Standish.
How'd you do?
Please, get up, my dear. You don't have to curtsy to me, you know.
Get up off the floor, Janice.
Oh, dear. I'm ever so sorry.
There's no need to apologise.
Janice, would you see to the coffee, please?
And pull yourself together.
Right away, Mr. Burroughs.
I'm sorry about all that.
Think nothing of it. It's quite understandable.
Do have a seat. Coffee will be ready in a moment.
Thank you so much. Now, I don't believe in beating about the bush. I take it you've had the treatment?
I haven't really been ill.
No. My treatment of the film script.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I thought you... Yes, I've had it.
Good. Well, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, shall we?
Oh, certainly, one.
Now... I don't know how familiar you are with Antonioni, Cassavetes...
Well, I don't know him to speak to.
No, not them personally. I was referring to their style of filmmaking. Oh. Cinema verite, handheld cameras, soft focus, long lingering close-ups.
Ah, yes.
Well, I shan't be doing any of that.
Good.
Gentlemen. Your coffee is served.
Yes, thank you, Janice.
Shall I pour?
Please, yes.
Janice, what's the matter with your voice?
Would you like cream, gentlemen?
I'd love some, yes.
Mr. Burroughs.
Yes, thank you.
Sugar.
Janice. Do you know your blouse is undone?
Two lumps.
Not for me, thanks.
Thank you.
That will be all. Thank you, Janice.
I hope I have given satisfaction.
Sorry about all that.
Is she a bit simple?
No. She's just a little bit overawed at meeting a film director. Some people are, you know.
Right. Now, perhaps if I could explain a bit about what I intend to do here.
Oh, please do.
I want to make a picture about real people.
Of course.
I want to get down there among the cogs of industry. I want to hear the clatter of the machines, see the oil-stained overalls.
I have a light green suit I thought might be suitable.
I want to see the grime on the shirt collars.
The beige shirt and a plain brown tie.
I want to see the sweat of honest toil on the forehead, the dirt under the fingernails.
And perhaps some sort of a wig might help.
A wig, did you say?
Yeah, I don't know how much makeup would be...
No makeup. I want you as you are.
I see.
Perfectly ordinary.
Oh.
You are Mr. Everyman.
Am I?
Say, baby... Can I help anyone to some more coffee?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. And pull your skirt down, Janice.
Baby, are you sure I can't tempt you to a chocolate digestive?
No, thank you, no. I really must go and have a look around the factory now.
Well, come up and see me again sometime, baby.
That'll do, Janice. Talk to you later. Now then, Mr. Standish. Oh,
please, call me Vernon.
Oh, righty-ho, Vernon. Where would you like to start, the executive suite?
Oh, good Lord, no. No, I want to go where it's all happening. I want to start at the bottom.
Oh, well, in that case, there's only one place we can go.
Ron, isn't that ruddy kettle balls yet?
Nearly.
Have you collected those dockets and transport?
I was going to do it after we've had the tea.
All right, but you can't expect me to do everything, you know. Arsenal, Tranmere Rovers, Leeds United. Oh, sorry, we can't take any more orders in here. We're up to our eyes in it.
Oh, Hello, Jack, it's me.
Blimey, what are you doing down here, slumming?
I've got someone with me.
Why, are you too scared to come on your own?
This is Mr. Vernon Standish.
How do you do?
Oh, you're the bloke that's going to make this film.
How did you know that? It's hush, hush.
Well, you know what they say. What the shop floor thinks today, management thinks tomorrow.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Right, yes. I say, Leslie, what a wonderfully forthright character this chap is.
Yes, isn't he?
Oh, by the way, this is Ron, my assistant. Say hello to the gentleman, Ron.
Hello.
Hello, Ron. How are you?
I'm in the pink, thank you. I was in a film once.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Yeah. I think you'd better get back to sticking them labels on.
Not anything you say, Jack.
He's a well-meaning soul, but he has to be handled firmly.
Yes, yes, I can see that. Leslie, how wonderfully sympathetic this man is towards his staff.
Yes.
Well, it's time for our tea break.
Ah, a welcome respite from your labours, no doubt. Don't let me stop you.
I wasn't going to. Right, get the mugs out, Rod.
Okay.
Good for you. I love this direct quality he has, don't you?
Yes, well, some people might even call it rudeness.
No. This is what I'm after. Reality. There is no pretense here. Total honesty.
Yes. Shall we move on? I think we've seen all there is to see here.
Oh, I'd like to stay a bit longer. If that's all right with you, Jack?
Yeah, quite all right, so long as you don't get in the way. Always rushed off our feet in this place, you know.
Yeah, it's all go in dispatch.
All right. Don't overdo it.
Oh, thanks awfully. Thanks awfully. I'd just like to sit here, if I may, and soak up the atmosphere.
Be my guest. Only I shouldn't sit in that chair. You'll soak up a bit too much. Ronnie has spilt a pint of milk on it this morning.
Thanks for the warning. I say, Leslie, what a wonderful sense of humour he has.
Yes, hasn't he?
Like a breath of fresh air coming down here. Such a refreshing change from the rarefied atmosphere of the boardroom. I expect you often pop down here.
I try to resist the temptation.
I think it's vital, vital. This contact between management and worker. Don't you, Jack?
Oh, yes. Vital, vital. Yes. Although we try not to see too much of each other at work. I mean, it's bad enough at home.
At home?
Yeah, they live together.
You live together?
Yeah, didn't he tell you?
No idea.
I didn't think it was important.
You know, I thought there was something between you two. I'm very sensitive to this sort of thing. This is a very interesting angle. Perhaps I could bring it out in the film. I mean, the public are much more broad-minded these days.
Here. Hold on, mate. We only live together because we have to. He's my brother.
Oh, your brother.
Good bloody, you didn't think
that we... I sincerely hope not.
Here, Mrs. Standish, did you think they were a couple of...
Pass, Martina.
Well, no, I...
Don't you wait till I tell the lads.
That is the last thing you'll ever do.
I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I should hope you are. No, you see, it's my mother made this stupid will, which means we have to live together for 3 years.
Really? So you're brothers. Now, that makes it even better.
That's a matter of opinion.
This is what I've been looking for.
Is it?
Yes. This is the key to my film. Two brothers. One in management, one in dispatch. It's upstairs, downstairs.
I think it's been done.
I've got it. Harmony in industry. Oh, isn't this exciting? I can't wait to start shooting.
There we are, Les. Here's the papers, Sunday Times and Observer for you.
No, thanks. Put them on the table, would you? Be with you in a minute. I suppose you've got the news of the world.
Well, that is where you are wrong. See, I happen to have the Sunday Telegraph.
Ah, at last I've been able to have some influence on your taste in reading matter.
Yeah, that and the fact that they've sold out of all the other papers.
You should have gone earlier when I told you.
Yes, matron. Here, forgive me for asking, but you were staring at yourself in that mirror over the mantelpiece when I went out. You're still staring at yourself now.
Yes, well, if you must know, I'm trying to find my best side.
Well, in that case, take your time, mate. Could be a long search.
In case you'd forgotten, they start filming tomorrow. I want to know how best to present myself to the camera. I'm playing a leading role in this film, you know.
Well, I am in it too,
you know. In a very minor capacity. I expect you'll be standing in the background for most of the time.
Is that all?
Well, you may get the odd line to say, if you're up to it.
How thrilling. I can hardly wait.
Whereas I shall literally be carrying the entire picture.
Oh, it's going to be a farce, is it?
Do you have to sit there making fatuous remarks?
No. You see, I've never seen a great actor preparing for his role. I might learn something.
Indeed you might. I haven't spent all these years in the Works Drama Group for nothing. Now then, what voice could I use? One doesn't want to project too much.
Oh, you might frighten the children.
On the other hand, if one is too naturalistic like Marlon Brando, one tends to lose the lala.
Here, hold on a minute. How good are you on the harp?
What are you talking about?
Well, if you played it like Harpo Marx, you wouldn't have to speak at all, would you?
Bring that light in a little more. That's it. If that table can be angled slightly. Good, yes. You can lose that other chair.
Yeah, wait a minute. I hope you're going to put all this stuff back when you finish.
Good morning, Jack.
Morning.
May I introduce our cameraman, Stan?
Hello there.
How do you do?
Now then, where's Leslie?
Oh, yeah. Waiting for the star, are we?
There are no stars in my picture.
You want to bet?
While we're waiting for Leslie, we'd better do the scene with Ron. Settle down, everybody. Settle down. Ron.
Here I am.
Jolly good. Now then, Jack. The situation is this. You are at your desk, and it's time for a break. So you call to Ron, who is by the bench. Now, Ron, if you'd go over there.
Right you are.
You call to Ron, who brings in the teapot and puts it on the desk. That's simple enough, isn't it? Off we go, then. Action.
Right. Ron, what about some tea?
Okay, Blue Eyes. I brought the tea and the cookies.
What are you using that stupid voice for?
I thought it might help.
Yeah, well, it doesn't.
Yes, we are losing the reality a little there, Ron.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. We'll start again. Go back to where you were. Ah, ready?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just a bit nervous. Right,
don't worry. It's going beautifully. Right. Action.
Ron, what about some tea?
Okay, Mr. Barrows, here it is.
Well, pour it out then, Ned.
Righto.
I think that's too big a reaction, Jack.
He has just poured scalding hot tea all over me.
Why did you do that, Ron?
There weren't any cups.
Well, you didn't have to pour it all over me, hand, you stupid great twit. Look at it. It's got all red and blotchy.
I'm ever so sorry, Jack. Should we do it again?
No, we won't.
Sorry. Sorry I'm late. I've been studying the script.
Oh, blimey, it's Kermit.
Don't start, Jack. I did mention the green suit, Vernon, didn't I?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
I just didn't realise it would be quite so green. We may have to adjust the lighting, but I'm sure it'll be all right. What do you think, Stan?
Yeah, so long as it doesn't look like a commercial for Runner Beans.
Steady, Stanley. Now, if I could explain the situation. Jack is in dispatch, hard at work.
I thought you wanted realism.
Now, Leslie comes in and says something like, have you sent off that Russian order?
Well, you see, in actual fact, I would never come down here.
And I would never let him in.
No, but it's dramatic license. Now, Jack, if Leslie came in and said, have you sent off that Russian order, what would your reaction be?
I'd tell him to get stuffed.
Very amusing. But serious.
I am being serious.
For the sake of argument, you could say, it went off first thing this morning.
Well, that really is dramatic license. I mean, it'd probably be stuck in here for another 3 weeks.
What do you mean?
Look, may we just settle on the dialogue?
All right.
Shall we rehearse that bit then, Leslie?
Yes, all right, right. Oh, good morning, Jack. Have you sent off that Russian order?
Yes, mate. Went off first thing this morning.
Very good, Jack. Leslie. Could you be a little more relaxed, do you think? I tell you what. Try entering through the door, if you would.
Oh, through this door, you mean?
That's it.
I'm outside.
Jolly good. Now, if you're all right, Jack?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right. Action. Action!
Somebody call.
Yes, Leslie, I did. When I shout action, you come in and say your line.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Shall I go out again?
Well, you do it better than coming in.
I'm outside again.
Pity you can't stay there.
All right. By the way.
Yeah?
I think we're going to have to get someone to dub his voice.
Well, it'll cost you.
What do you mean?
Well, Larry Grayson won't work for nothing, you know.
Thank you so much, Stan. Right, action.
Good morning, Russian. Have you jacked that order?
What am I supposed to say to that?
I'm so sorry, Vernon. I've got a little confused.
Don't worry about it, Leslie. Wait a minute. I've got an idea. Jack.
Yep.
I wonder if you could...
Yeah. Right. I've got it. Yeah.
Right. We'll try this scene again. Now listen.
Mm-hmm.
All I want you to do is just open the door, but don't say anything.
Just open the door.
That's it.
Yes.
I'm outside.
I think we'll shoot this one. You ready, Stanley?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
Good. Nice and quiet, everyone. And action.
Oh, good morning, Leslie. No, don't tell me you've come to ask about that Russian order. It went off first thing this morning.
Cut. Excellent.
I never said a word.
Up here in the executive suite, we want to see a different aspect of you, Jack.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, we've seen you on the shop floor as the hard-working, hail fellow, well-met, popular with your mates... tolerant to those under you.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose.
Oh, talk about realism. This is rapidly developing into a fantasy.
He's always there with the witty retort, Les.
So, now, Jack, we want to see you in the role of the negotiator, the men's champion, face-to-face with management, which is Leslie.
Vern, what am I doing in this scene?
You're sitting behind the desk.
Oh, thank you.
Jack, we'll need to see a tougher, more aggressive side of you. I know it's not going to be easy for you, but do you think you can produce this aggression?
Easy as falling off a log.
Thank you for your confidence, Les.
Now then, Janice.
Yes, Mr. Standish?
Don't forget, we shall need you for this in a minute. Don't go away.
Oh, isn't it thrilling, Mr. Burrows?
I'm afraid I'm finding it a little tedious.
But why? I think you're ever so good.
That's very kind of you, Janice.
I mean, the way you just stood there in those scenes... Just like Clint Eastwood.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Nothing ever shows on his face, neither.
I don't know what I'd do without your encouragement.
Can we get into position, please? Jack, if you'd stand that side of the desk, facing the camera...
Right, you up.
And Leslie, you sit this side of the desk.
Here, do you mean?
That's it.
But I've got my back to the camera.
Oh, so you have. Yes. Never mind, it'll be very effective. Now, Janice, this is where you bring the memos in to Leslie.
Oh, yes, Mr. Standish. Do you think I should suggest anything in the way I bring them in?
How do you mean?
Well, that I'm more than a secretary. The character, that is. I mean, I could suggest it with a look and in the way I handle his memos.
I should just put them straight on the desk, Janice.
Oh, go on, Sportsport. Let her be suggestive if she wants to.
Now, I can see the point you're trying to make, Janice, but as this scene concerns an industrial dispute, I do feel any emotional cross-currents might tend to blur the focus.
Oh.
I think that means you can't be suggestive.
Are we all ready, then? Camera?
Ready when you are, BS.
Off you go, then, Jack. Lots of attack. Action.
Good morning, Leslie.
Good
morning. Now, you know what I've come about, don't you?
Well,
it's not just good enough, you know. It's all very well for you lot up there in your ivory tower.
Yes,
you have got no idea what conditions are down there.
Yes, sir.
Don't raise your voice to me. You can't bully me like you do the rest of your stuff.
Now, look.
And insults will get you nowhere. We've got to talk this thing out calmly and reasonably.
Now,
I don't want to hear any more of your excuses. I want something done.
Here are the memos you asked for, Mr. Burrows.
Ah, thank you.
I'm not prepared to stand for any more managerial double talk.
Now, look,
you sit there in that green suit looking at an half-melting ice lolly.
How dare!
Don't you talk to Mr. Burrows out there.
She hit me.
I won't have him stoked. spoken to like that?
I think she's dislocated my jaw.
I don't think so, unfortunately. You can still talk.
Now, listen, mate, don't you start, don't you start.
Well, you asked for it.
What do you mean I asked for it?
Shouting at me in that demented way.
My face is all swelling up.
Cut! Cut!
More toast, Jack. Nice and crisp.
Oh, very funny. You know I can't eat anything hard with this jaw.
A little more chamomile tea, then.
Oh, right.
Janice certainly packs a punch, doesn't she? You can still see the marks of her fingers quite clearly on your cheek.
Can you really? How fascinating.
Just as well it was the last day of filming.
You're dead right. Anyway, I've had enough of it. It's too bloody dangerous. What with her nearly fracturing my jaw and Ron trying to burn me hand off?
Yes, that does look nasty, that hand. Like an inflated rubber glove.
You're enjoying this, aren't you? You didn't exactly shine, did you, for all your dramatic expertise? All we're ever going to see is you. Is the back of your head or standing with your mouth open?
I'm afraid that fellow Standish never really appreciated my talent.
I'll get it. Hello? What? Yeah. Right, I'll tell him. Ah, you'll never guess who that was. Vernon Standish.
So what?
He was talking about you.
Oh, really?
He's going to make another film.
And he wants me?
Well, in a way, yes. He's making a documentary about gay liberation. He wondered if they could borrow your green suit.
Over my dead body!
This week's Share and Share Alike, written by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles, you heard Michael Robbins as Jack Burrows, Hugh Paddock, Leslie, Elizabeth Morgan, Janice, Dennis Bond, Ron, and Ron Pember as the cameraman, with guest appearance by Frank Thornton as Vernon Standish. The show was produced by John Dias.